ring the phone, but there's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it on the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging.
Cutest little gal you'll ever see, and we were really stepping out. I thought, oh lucky me, I noticed that she had that come on look in her big eyes. But when I tried to kiss her, she said to my surprise, hold the phone, you've got the wrong party. Hold the phone, you're just an old smarty. Well, I suggest you try another number, don't you see? The party that you want ain't here, so please don't bother me. One night she said she'd marry me. Oh, brother, what a lie. A bungalow for two, this pretty creature for a wife. And when the parson asked her if she'd honor and obey, And she looked the parson in the eye and answered him this way. Hold the phone, you've got the wrong party. Hold the phone, you're just an old smarty. Well, I suggest you try another number. Don't you see the party that you want in here? So please don't bother me. Now we've been married for a year without a single fuss. One day she smiled and told me that Stork would visit us. He left a great big package, such a noise I've never heard. Two baby girls, a bouncing boy, here's what I told that bird. Hold the phone, you've got the wrong party. Hold the phone, you're just an old smarty. Well, I suggest you try another number. Don't you see the party that you want in here? So please don't bother me.
You have dial a dirty joke. A chicken is standing on a corner. Then all of a sudden, up walks the farmer, the owner of the chicken. The farmer says good morning to the chicken. The chicken says good morning to the farmer. And they stand and idly chat for a while. Suddenly, up walks a hooker. The hooker looks at the chicken and says to the chicken, hey, how about a lay? The chicken says, not with my wife you don't. You have dial a dirty joke. A chicken is standing on a street corner.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective, brought to you by your local Chevrolet bottler. This week, Nick walks into the adventure of the missing shoe.
I was slouching in my dingy office/apartment, waiting for my heart to start beating that day. And the two eggs I had boiling on my hot plates stared at me like two eggs. I knew how they felt. Hard boiled. I poured myself an eye-opener, a shot of Old Crow in an eye cup, and tossed it back. My eye. I leaned back in my swivel chair and propped my dogs up on my empty desk. Just a second. Where was my left shoe?
So you've noticed.
Who is this?
Who's this?
They call me Danger.
Oh, sorry, wrong number.
What?
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this.
Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by all the fine folks down at Poon's Farm Sausage Center. Yes, Poon's Farm Sausage, cut from real Belgian waffle-fed Poon's Farm porkers. It's a bland continental blend of Old Spice meat and today's shredded newspapers. From pork to nuts, it's gotta be Poon's Farm.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
Like any dick, I traced the call. I started at the logical point, the phone. The wire led from it to a tiny hole in my office wall, and outside to a big pole, and then stretched to another pole, and then another, and then another, and another, and another, right through the plate glass window of the phone company.
Oh, hello, sir. Can I help you? I'm your service representative, Nancy.
What a tomato.
What?
Perhaps you can tell me where this phone cord leads to.
Which one?
This thin black one.
Oh! Hey, who pulled the phone off my desk?
It's a wild man with one shoe, Mr. Acme.
Oh, come in, Mr. Danger.
Okay.
I've been waiting for you.
The Firesign Theater's Nick Danger will be back tomorrow when the script says, footsteps. Door opens. Two shots.
Oh, my God! Thank you. The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about
nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73, Johnson, Maven, R... I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity, your name in print, that makes people! Things are going to start happening to me now.
All right, bring in that slimy creep we're holding on the obscene phone calls. Go over there and sit down, badmouth.
All right, Golf. Copper.
I'm gonna lock you up and throw away the key, boy.
You can take that key and tie it to your Sherlock.
All right, tough guy, now you're asking for it.
Why don't you go take a get a rolling donut?
Now look, boy, don't honk me off.
Well, don't me off.
Well, the department's gonna see to it you don't call no more women and use words like and I can't even read this one.
That's Flatfoot.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose you never did it.
Well,
you bet your sweet to have you.
Now, just a minute. What's your name, Badmouth?
My name is George.
Did you say?
Yeah, I said.
Spelled T.
Yeah, spelled T.
Just like it sounds.
I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little.
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little. Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? Him too.
You sit down there, boy, and keep your bad mouth shut. Commissioner, we're holding a boy here on obscene phone calls. Yeah, his name is T. Well, now you got me there. He's been carrying on, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'll ask him right now. Boy, what do you do for a living?
I'm professor of English literature at Slippery Stone University, specializing in 15th century culture appreciation.
You.
Flatfoot.
Guard! Guard! I want to see my ambassador!
Use the telephone.
It's no good. They're tapping the lines.
Lord, help you with the great new power! Want to use for the good of all!
On the atomic telephone, oh, then no man knows his power. Oh, only God alone. Oh, then it can cure the sick or destroy the evil. With one sweep of power, known by God alone.
Oh, God is not too busy to know the sins of man. You may hear from heaven, you may feel his hand. If you are in trouble and afraid of all mankind, hey,
pick up the atomic telephone and get him on the line.
Hey,
I have talked to Jesus on the atomic telephone. Oh, then no man knows his power. Oh, only only God alone.
Oh, then
it can cure the sick or destroy their evil. With one's people power, known by God alone.
For this call to heaven, there will be no choice. Just like old man Noah, who prayed from an ark, you can ask your God just what to do. He'll lead you from the wilderness and out of the dark.
Hey, I got talked to Jesus
on the atomic telephone.
Hey, no man knows his power. Only God alone. It can cure the sick or destroy their evil. With one's people power, known by God alone.
Hey,
I can talk to Jesus
on the atomic telephone.
Oh, then no man knows his power. Only God alone. It can cure the sick or destroy their evil. With one's people power, known by God alone.
Don't forget, if all you can do is sit at home, then try to keep yourselves awake and dial the phone. Call in for pledges, yes. We have a lot of our special beauties answering the phones this evening. And the best thing you can do is dial this number that you see on your screen as quickly as you can with a contribution to the television mission. Don't forget to call in a pledge.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus? Yeah. Well, you never know who's going to be here this evening.
We're waiting for him.
Yes, well, it's one. I know you are, son. I know it's one of the real positive qualities of the television mission is we just never know who's going to drop by. I mean, it's a lot of folks have been. The band is here. The band is getting set up. The band is ready. The band is ready.
Announce the band.
And I'm here to tell you that it's time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hold down your applause as long as you can because it's time you heard from Red Greenback and the Blue Boys. Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
I got a telephone.
I got a telephone.
I can call it.
From my home.
I got a telephone.
Off the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your
This Ralph Emery. Yeah, Ralph Emery, the disc jockey who plays country western cowboy records on electric radio. Yeah, well, this is Don Bowman. Bowman. Yes, sir. I got a new record out, and I sent you 500 copies, and I ain't heard it played yet. And I just... Hello? Hello? Well, you got me.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello? Mr. Emery? This Don Bowman again. Yeah. Listen, I got this new record out, like I was telling you, on Lard Bucket Records, and it's called, I bet, Lard Bucket. You think that's funny, huh? Well, fuck you. The Ralph Emery Show isn't so goddamn hot sounding either. Yeah, super mouth. I've heard your goddamn radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd played my goddamn record on your show. Well, what the hell you want, flowers? Hello?
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, Emery. It's Don Bowman. Look, sweetheart, you hang up that goddamn phone again, I'm gonna mash your ass. You bet your sweet poopa. I called up nice and polite to ask you to play my record on your radio show, and you get cute. Nobody likes a smart ass, Emery. All I want is you to play the record. The fuck with Martha White and her flower and the truck stop too. Yeah. What about the 500 copies? You sell them, you son of a bitch? Yeah. Hello? Hello? Thank you. Rotten.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, dummy. You hang up that damn phone again, and I'm gonna stomp the shit out of you. I sent you 500 goddamn copies of the record, and it ain't been played yet. Now play the son of a bitch on the radio, I'll come up there and whip your ass. In any goddamn key. You chicken shit.
Now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. This week, Nick stumbles along through the adventure of the missing...
Shoe!
Yesterday, I had lost my shoe, and now I found myself in the plush office of Alexander Graham Acme, the inventor of the phone company.
Why don't you pull up a Nagaskin chair phone, Danger, and put your foot where your mouth is?
This heel had no soul. He probably got a kick out of booting people around. Okay, Acme, I'll play your game, but what's in it for me?
More money than you've ever seen in your whole miserable life.
That can't be much.
Emergency call for you, Mr. Acme.
Boss, I did like you told me. I called that dumb Dick Danger from the shoe store.
I think you've got the wrong number, Coco.
Oh, Coco, that sleazy weasel. Where had I heard his voice before?
Yesterday, Danger.
What? We'll be right back to Nick Danger after this.
Nick Danger is brought to you today by Ma Rainey's Wholesome Moleskin Cookies.
I've heard of them.
Yes, the whole moleskin cookie in the oilskin bag. Each cookie is a whole mole. Won't melt in your hand or in your mouth. Not messy. That's Ma Rainey's Whole Moleskin Cookies. Eat 'em, wipe 'em off, eat 'em again.
Mm.
Your first bag will be your last. Ma Rainey's for a rainy day.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
Hold it, Acme!
Where would you like me to hold it, Danger?
A little lower.
Oh, that's nice.
There's something fishy here.
You're right. It's your sock, Fishfoot.
You're gross, Acme.
My gross? Let me see, where's that done and be? Oh, my gross last year, $20 billion is before taxes, and I never pay taxes because I'm the wealthiest man in the city. And I have to walk around like this.
Pathetic. Either Acme was only wearing one shoe, or there was something seriously wrong with our sound effects man.
Something wrong with you, anyway?
This caper was going to take more than two episodes to solve.
The Firesign Theater's Nick Danger will be back tomorrow when we hear Nick say...
Ruth, get me those writers on the phone.
All right, Nick.
All call up AT&T and protest to the President March. Can't you see him smirking and smiling? 'Cause he's got us all digit dialing. So let's all call up AT&T and protest to the President March. So protest, do your best. Let us show him that we march in unity. If he won't change the rules, let's take our business to another phone company. Let us wake him up in his slumber. Get a pencil, I'll give you his number. It's 318-5273-087429. Dash!
511-4906-740852.
Hyphen!
1146205-79-03.
And now that you're on the right road, don't forget his area code, which is 518-247905-94. Where are the days of Auld Lang Syne?
Butterfield 8, Pleasant 9.
Let's keep those beautiful names alive.
Eskew 6, Ramsey 5.
Get ready to fight before it's too late.
Temple 2, Murray Hill 8.
Let's let them know that this means war.
Gettysburg 3, Dunkirk 4. Hooray!
The telephone subscribers will erect a triumphal arch. For the let's all call up AT&T and protest to the President March.
Driving to the store for binder twine. When the wind began to roar and the rain
rain began to pour. Then the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line. Happy said Aunt Lizzie swore, when it knocked her to the floor, he was sure it tore her ribs loose from her spine. But it seems that old Aunt Liz lost her gout and rheumatiz when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Party line, oh, the poles and splinters flew, and the wires snapped in two. They fell among the wild cucumber vines. It was sure an awful thing, not a single phone could ring, when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone. Even if it's me calling, man, don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you
hear
what I said? Yeah,
is that you, man?
No, it's Freddy.
Hey,
man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen.
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
Well, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
hey, where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
what, did you forget the address again?
Hey, man, no, I didn't.
Now, listen, write it down,
hey,
man.
Don't say nothing about the address of the
okay?
cops. I listen on the own face,
1482 Adams. You got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay. Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, and
Pennsylvania 65,000.
Welcome to the phone show here with me, your host KBC on the Bit Slap for this week. A beautiful day in June, and I'm inside doing this for you. That's okay, you don't need to think. We have kind of a dual purpose show here today. I started out thinking, gee, I wonder what I can do to honor our old dear friend, Phil Austin of the Firesign Theater, who passed away almost 2 weeks ago now. Oddly enough, I didn't find out about it through the place where I usually find out about celebrity deaths, which is the FMU Twitterverse. Usually it pops up there first, even before the body is cold. And this week, nothing. I didn't hear anything for a couple of days. Oddly enough, I read about it in the Bangor newspaper. Our big hustling, bustling metropolis here doesn't always catch up to things like that. And so I was kind of pleased and displeased at the same time to see that they noticed. Anyway, be that as it may, I was thinking how to do a tribute and realized I already ran the... He had a solo album away from the Firesign Theater called Roller Maidens from Outer Space. And I did podcast that in its completeness back in, let's see, I wrote it down here, May 29th of 2012. You can get back into the archives, find the podcast that matches that date. That would be 120529. Okay, because we go by year first. And go back and listen to it. It's really pretty good. I think of all the solo albums, it's about the best. But that's just me. Anyway, he did a lot of the writing and, you know, a lot of the organizing, etc. He and Bergman, I think, took care of most of the writing, whereas Proctor and Osman were kind of wizards at character development and things like that. But, maybe. I think that's possibly it. Anyway. So, we heard from, what did we hear? We heard a bunch of telephone songs also. We heard Hanging on the Telephone from The Nerves. That's the original version of that song that Blondie cleaned up on. Telephone Baby was Johnny Otis and Marcy Keye, K-E-E, from 1959. Hank Penny and Hold the Line. Dial a Dirty Joke was the Conception Corporation, another theatrical outfit, no doubt inspired by the Fire Signs. We heard from Hudson and Landry, The Obscene Phone Bust, one of my favorite phone routines. The Atomic Telephone was Spirits of Memphis, followed by The Mighty Clouds of Joy from 1966, and that was Call 'Em Up. Yep, go ahead, I'll wait. Don Bowman brought us Hello DJ, the uncensored version of that. I much prefer it. Alan Sherman, Let's Call Up AT&T and Protest to the President's March. And When Lightning Struck the Coon Creek Party Line was Hoosier Hot Shots. And then finish it up, that set there with Cheech and Chong. Don't answer the phone. Oh, please. So I got more phone stuff here for you and a couple more parts of the Nick Danger and the Third Eye and the Missing Shoe thing coming up. It's not a solo, it's an actual Fire Sign thing. And it was, dates back to about 1984. It was kind of an EP in five parts. You've heard two. I know, you were told there would be no math. You were right, I'm sorry. I'll be back soon.
Yeah, that's why they call it sweet time.
You have reached Dial a Curse. Please stand by. All our lines are busy. As soon as one of our lines is free, you will be connected with today's curse. Thank you for waiting.
He or she is a slimy-sided, frog-mouthed, silt-eating slug with the brains of a turtle. He or she has a voice that could peel paint, and his or her looks present a constant threat to the continued functioning of cameras and clocks. In his or her lineage, females of the canine species predominate. Of his or her physiognomy, it suffices to say that since it occupies a position on the front of his or her head, it must be a face. If fashion law is ever enforced, he or she faces a life sentence without hope of parole. He or she possesses the intellectual agility of a small soap dish. To sum up, he or she is a boring, selfish, stupid, ugly dolt. He or she is repulsive, revolting, repugnant, vile, base, crass, foul, oafish, and crude.
This has been today's curse, presented as a public service by the United Council of Cursers. Thank you for calling, you pathetic, cringing little milksop.
I can't afford the fancy rings the CB's truckers own. Yeah, all I got's a pregnant wife, three kids and a princess phone. But when I'm all alone and it's late at night and that evening rate goes down, I dial seven random numbers.
Seven random numbers.
I dial seven random numbers. Let them hear this friendly sound. Hello world, this here's wrong number. I'm calling just to tell you that I'm here. You are on my potluck roll call. Be your local boy or toll call. Wrong numbers coming at you loud and clear.
Hello?
Well,
Well, 73 is to you, good buddy. There's wrong number calling at you. What's your 1020?
Who is it?
Yeah, it's wrong number. You got any Smokies in your back door? You better watch the flip-flop.
I think you have the wrong number.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea.
You call yourself or the color of your skin. I just call at 2 in the morning, 'cause I know that you'll be in. And I ain't no heavy breather, no kidnapper and no crank. I dial 7 random numbers.
7 random numbers.
I dial 7 random numbers, and then my mind goes blank. Hello world, this here's wrong number. I love to jaw with strangers near and far. My princess rig's a honey, but I'm saving up my money so's I can build a phone booth in my car. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Hello world, this here's wrong number.
Operator, Atlanta 75322, please. Hurry, operator. Please. Please. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Atlanta 75322. Whew. You see, I like to put my baby's heart at ease. But what can I say to my baby after all these years? I'll say, hello. Is that really you on the phone? I'll say, hello, baby, your lover boy's coming home. I'm tired of running these 48. I miss you so much, honey, I can hardly wait. Baby, oh, baby, your lover boy's coming home. I'll say, hello, baby. Keep your loving arms open wide. I found out you're the only one that can keep me satisfied. I'm through running from town to town. When I get through, baby, I'm gonna settle on down, baby. Oh, baby, your lover boy's coming home. What's that, operator? No answer there at all. Well, Thomas Brown, a girlfriend, she lives across the hall. Please tell her, tell my baby to come to the phone. I want to tell my baby a lover boy's coming home. Lord, oh, Lord. Is what our friends say really true? Lord, oh Lord, she says my baby's found someone new. Well, I don't care what her friend may say. I'm going on down to Atlanta anyway. Baby, oh baby, your lover boy is gone.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick trips over a clue to the adventure of the missing shoe.
All right, fellas, wake up. What have you written for me today?
All right, listen, Monday, Nick, remember? You were missing a shoe.
Great, good, I love
it. Okay, well, yesterday, Acme was missing a shoe.
Tough, so what? Who cares?
Oh, wait a minute, now get this. And this to today, you and Acme are sitting in the office.
I don't like it.
What's
the girl.
What do you mean?
What happened to the girl?
Oh, the girl. You want the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, give him the girl. Manny, give him the girl.
Okay. All right, Nick limped strode back to the office.
He's strong, Manny.
Only to find the girl waiting for the flat foot.
Like it.
Restlessly.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Something told me you'd be here.
Bet it was two bald riders with glasses.
Speaking of glasses, baby, there's a pair in my drawers.
I noticed.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, Nick!
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this.
Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by this question.
It drives people mad, but it makes quieter engines.
That isn't a question.
Well, that's not an answer.
There is no answer. And here in the many arms of Octoglomerate, we ask the questions that can't be answered today.
From changing voices
to stretching hearts, count on Octoglomerate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Octoglomerate.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
I'm scared, Nick.
Don't worry, baby. I've had this operation.
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Oh, but I do mind, Nick. Like a puppy. I'll do anything you say.
Okay, sit. Now, roll over and fetch my shoe.
Oh, I can't find your shoe, Nick, but I do have this darned sock.
Sock?
Tune in again tomorrow to the Firesign Theater's Nick Danger when the script says...
Oh, my head. Wait till I get my hands on those rares.
Hey, they made us do it.
Hey, come on, Nick.
Violence.
You asked me to write a girl.
Hey,
it's your fault.
Grassroots for New York Telephone.
When the telephone rings, you want to talk about things, get an alone phone, your own phone. If you got no place to go, so you have to talk low, get an alone phone, your own phone. If talking to be done, there's no place to do it. You better run and hop back to an alone phone.
At New York Telephone, to your privacy. So now for just pennies a day, you can groove with your own extension phone. An alone phone. It comes in colors and styles that will really turn you on. Like the new Trimline phone. That's the one where the dial comes to you. Get your very own phone today. An alone phone. It's really out of sight.
Talking to be done, there's no place to live. You better run.
There's a number I call every morning. There's a voice that I'm wanting to hear. But the number I call never answers at all. All I get is a buzz, busy buzz, busy buzz in my ear. I always get the busy buzz when I telephone your house from mine. I'm jealous of the busy buzz, 'cause someone's always on your line.
There's a house with a tree by the window. There's a chair in the house by the tree. There's a phone by the chair and a girl sitting there. And the girl all alone with her ear to the phone is poor me. I always get the busy buzz when I telephone your house from mine. I'm jealous of the busy buzz, 'cause someone's always on your line.
I was sure you were talking to someone, so I went to your house just to see. You were there all alone in the chair by the phone, and my heart jumped for joy, 'cause the boy you were calling was me. Now when I get the busy buzz, I'm not jealous like I used to be. 'Cause while I'm busy buzzing you, I know you're busy buzzing me. Now we don't need a phone any longer. You and I have a line of our own. Every time the buzzing starts, it's the buzzing of our hearts telling us so much more than we ever said before on the phone. Now when I get the busy buzz, I'm not jealous like I used to be. 'Cause while I'm busy buzzing you, I know you're busy buzzing me. I know you're busy buzzing me. I know you're busy buzzing me.
Hello, this is John.
Was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone.
now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. This week, Nick shuffles endlessly on through the adventure of the missing shoe.
When I finally returned to what the swells call consciousness, I was staring at the back of my eyes. My ears were working, but I couldn't believe
sir,
what I was hearing.
There's more shoes in the closet over here, sir.
Oh, there's some in the drawers here, too, sir.
There's more than an ounce of shoes here for sure, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
We got him.
He even tried to floor some Flushheims down the toilet.
And look at this, sir. In the lining of his coat.
What?
Oh, baby shoes.
Baby shoes? That does it, I'll kill him! Wake the bum up!
Cut it out! Cut it out! Save the rough stuff for your boyfriends, you mugs.
Yeah. We really got you this time, Danger. You really stepped into it, Flatfoot.
I'm not a Flatfoot, Bradshaw. I'm a gumshoe.
Nice, right.
You're a Flatfoot.
I'll kill him!
Take it easy, Lieutenant!
Look, I can explain everything, Bradshaw. See, I had this girl.
Congratulations, baby. Sorry I haven't got a cigar.
No, a girl. She socked me with a shoe. This is a frame.
And it's not a very pretty picture, Danger.
Yeah, we're taking this bozo don't. Give it a cut.
On what charge?
Grand theft left shoe. Let's go.
We'll be back to Nick Danger in just a minute.
Brought to you today by the United States Post Office Cheese Club of Skink, Wisconsin. Once a year, the people of Skink are milked by the government, the milk put into parcels and mailed to you, and by the time it reaches you, it's cheese.
This month's President Ford commemorative cheese flag, Honduras. Don't miss it. Sign up today at the food stamp line in your neighborhood post office.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
All right, move along, Daisy. Come on, take it.
Bradshaw and his boys were dragging me down to the Bureau of Missing Shoes. I had to clear myself, but time was running out. And so was I. Say, Bradshaw.
Hey, what happened to the organ?
I just noticed. Your one loafer's untied.
My loafer? Oh, yeah? Thanks.
I hot-footed it down the street and hopped into a handy cab. If you got a shoe on, step on it, cabbie.
Sure. Sit back and relax, Mr. Danger.
Oh, no. Rococo.
Be sure to listen again tomorrow when we hear Nick Danger say...
Stop weaving. Where are you taking me, Waffle Eyes?
Tune in tomorrow, Danger, and you'll find out.
Look out for that.
Hello?
Tina, let me talk to your mommy.
You can't right now, Daddy. She's under the dryer.
Well, just tell her that the flame of love's still burning.
Mommy, Daddy just said something just caught on fire.
Tina, just say I'll be home early. No, the flames of love don't mean there's something burning.
Mommy, I think Daddy just called you a liar.
Tell her I just called to say I love her. Put down that phone and go and get your mommy right now.
Daddy, I can't talk anymore. 'cause Mommy just walked out the door. And I'm going with her. Bye, Daddy. I wonder if I just did something bad.
So I threw the Senate at him. The whole Senate. True story.
Oh, my God, that is so funny.
You made it come out of my nose.
Go for Papa Palpatine.
You have a collect call from...
Darth Vader.
I gotta take this. Hold on. Vader, how's my favorite Sith? Whoa. Just slow down. Huh? What do you mean they blew up the Death Star? Who's they? What the hell is an aluminum falcon? Okay, so who's left? Are you me? Well, where are you? Wait a sec, you've been flying around for 2 weeks trying to get a signal? Oh, you must smell like feet wrapped in leathery burnt bacon. I'm sorry. I thought my Dark Lord of the Sith could protect a small thermal exhaust port that's only 2 meters wide. That thing wasn't even fully paid off yet. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to my credit? Hang on, I got another call. What? I'm very busy right now. Well, where are they going? Huh, all right, just get me a turkey club. Coleslaw, I guess. I'm not even going to eat it. What are you getting? Yeah, see, I always order the wrong thing. No, I'll just stick with that. Okay, bye. What? Cherry Coke. Thanks. Sorry about that. What? Oh, just rebuild it? Oh, that's a real f***ing original. And who's gonna give me a loan, jackhole? You? You got an ATM on that torso light bright? Now get your 7'2" asthmatic ass back here, or I'm gonna tell everyone what a whiny bitch you were about Potamami or Panda Bear or whatever the hell her name is. Oh, jeez, he's crying. Hey, come on, don't do that. Just, look, I'm just dealing with a lot of crap right now. Death Star blown up by a bunch of f***ing teenagers, you know? I didn't mean to snap. Just get back here. Okay, bye. I love you, too.
Hello. You won't answer me.
I've just had a row with a telephone girl. A telephone girl, my brain's in a whirl. I asked her for Ipswich, but she lost her head. And somehow she switched me on Northwich instead. She got so mixed up with the switches, it's true, that I got annoyed and I cried, tell me, do. Which switch is the switch, Miss, for Ipswich? It's the Ipswich switch which I require. Which switch is Ipswich with this switch? You switched my switch on the wrong wire. You switched me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further hitch, if you'll tell me which switch is Northwich and which switch is Ipswich, I'll know which switch is which. I beg the young lady to please put me through. I cried, switch me, do, on Ipswich, 2-2. I waited an hour, then the sweet little thing came back from her lunch and exclaimed, did you ring? Then just as I fancied, at last I was through, she cried, have you finished? I said, what the who? Ipswich is the switch, miss, for Ipswich. It's the Ipswich switch which I require. Switch, switch, switch is Ipswich with this switch. You switched my switch on the wrong wire. You switched me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further hitch, if you'll tell me which is Northwich and which is Ipswich, I'll know which is which. At last, and I thought all was well. Rang up my hotel, but more trouble fell. I said, can you fix me a table for two? A voice said, we can, sir, but this is the zoo. I murmured a prayer, then I fainted away. And when I came round, I was trying to say, which is the switch, miss, for Ipswich? It's the Ipswich switch which I require. Which is Ipswich with this switch? You switched my switch on the wrong wire. You switched me on Northwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further hitch, if you'll tell me which is Northwich and which is Ipswich, I'll know which is which.
Okay. Same song for both music breaks this time. The song is, of course, what? What? From the back there.
Pennsylvania 6-5.
That's right. It was the only instrumental thing I could think of that relied on phones and did not have annoying bells to it. Okay? So, no, you don't have to thank me. It's okay. Okay. We started with the National Lampoon Radio Hour, and that was Dial a Curse. Hello World, this here's Wrong Number was the Credibility Gap. That was, I'm thinking that was Mike McKean there. It didn't have the polished musical cred of Harry Shearer and David Lander. Well, I don't know. Could have been him too. I don't know, but I think it was Michael McKean. That's where my money is on that. Credibility Gap. Remember them. Let's have a hand for them, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Thank you. All right, Big Bob Cornegay after that, the man in the phone booth. Daddy, got to get a phone in my room. Was 10-year-old Robin Clark from 1961. She had a minor sensation with that song, and then drugs and prostitution took the rest, I'm supposing. No, I don't know. She was only 10 years old. My God, get your head out of it. God. The Busy Buzz was Barbie and Ken, who, by the way, are no longer together. I was surprised. I went to try to get a Barbie doll for my niece's somebody, I don't know, some kid. And went in there, and I was surprised to see that Barbie and Ken were long gone together. I said, what, doesn't Barbie come with Ken anymore? She said, no, Barbie doesn't come with Ken. She comes with G.I. Joe now. She was just faking it with Ken all those years. I left. But, all right, thank you. Be here till Thursday. The Answering Machine song, this Hello, This is Joni, was Paul Evans, the guy who gave us those seven little girls sitting in the back seat. Angel McNeil, the phone call that broke my heart. Followed by George Jones and his daughter, Tina. That was his daughter, Tina, and that was the telephone call. The Emperor's phone call from the nice folks at Robot Chicken up there at Adult Swim University. And then finally, Billy Murray. Which switch is the switch, miss, for Ipswich? Back when phones were run by people. Now, I want you to notice I did not include any songs today about cell phones. If I did, it was an accident, and I will take care of those responsible, trust me. We'll be back with cell phone stuff sometimes. Next week, I got a couple more. We're going to have to hear the thrilling conclusion of Nick Danger and the Missing Shoe. I know you're on your knees waiting for that. And then we have something that's going to give you a hint about what next week's show about. Okay? So I'd like you to have a good week. Summer is really going good up here in Maine. I hope it's as good as where you are. And I hope you're away from the tornadoes. On that note, I'll see you next week. Don't answer the phone.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick laces up the adventure of the missing shoe.
Acme's grubby gunsel Rococo had me bagged in the back of a cab filled with laughing gas. Ha ha ha! It was a cheap way for the writers to grab a gag, but this wasn't funny. There was $6.50 on the gas meter of the cab as we pulled into an abandoned phone company warehouse. So that's the plot. Pressure. Unregistered aliens turning left shoes into phones. Now for a gag.
Take the gag out of his mouth, Rococo.
Right, boss.
Do you want me to hose... to sock him again, Mr. Acme?
Certainly not, Nancy, my dear. Today, he's our special guest.
I just left a grilling, Acme. What's this, a roast? What's at stake here?
Uh-oh.
I'm bone tired. Just another rare meeting, Mr. Acme.
Will you stop it? You're making me hungry!
We'll be back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
But first... Here's a special message from the inventor of the phone company, Alexander Graham Acme.
Hello, Americans. Call me Joe. And here's some good news. The phone company is sending every one of you a big brown bag of hot food.
Oh.
Why? Because we took your shoes away without telling you. And now they're coming back with bells on them.
That's right. The phone company has turned your left shoe into a phone. Yes, it looks like a phone, but it's as durable and reliable as your old shoe. It is your old shoe. Walk on it. Talk on it. For you, from the phone company.
Get it now, Danger? Every time you take a walk, you make a call.
Which means you make a penny out of every loafer in town.
Right. They foot the bill, and crime marches on.
Well, it was all over. There was nothing left for me to do but limp back to my office in my two-tone touch tones. It took hours. Every seven steps, you make a call. And then, once in a while, you get one. Hello?
I want an anchovy to go and hold the pizza.
That's stupid. Sorry, pal, you've got the wrong number. I spell my name... Ning... Danger!
What?
Tune in again next week for the Firesign Theater's Future Adventures of Nick Danger, created by Philip Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Philip Proctor. Until next week, this is your announcer, Noah Vail, saying...
Goodbye.
Hello? There's some Americans there? Oh, all right. Never mind. I'll write them a letter. A letter to Americans. Dear Americans, well, I was calling to invite you to a party. It seems that a certain country we both live in is celebrating her 200th birthday. But before you RSVP, maybe you ought to know a little more about the birthday girl. America was born on July 4th, 1776. The doctors thought she wouldn't live past her second birthday. Of course, they didn't have the medical technology we have today. Why, do you know today doctors can keep a man's kidneys alive even without his permission? And what about America's kidneys? The mighty Colorado, the majestic Mississippi, the blue Pacific. You know, the Pacific wasn't always blue. America was once a happy place, a place where there was no unhappiness. But then in 1802, something strange happened to change all that. I don't remember what it was, but I do know that when I read about it, it made me sick. And I had to stay in bed for a few days and drink plenty of liquids. Oh, I feel better now. although I still throw up for no apparent reason, and at night my feet seem to swell. And when they do, I feel bad until I think of the man who has no shoes. So where has it all led? To hamburgers, French fries, and a malted to go my country. Why can't we eat it here? There used to be a time when Mother's Day was a whole week in July. What happened, gals? There used to be a thing called the Liberty Bell. Oh, all right, maybe it's still there. But what about Texas and Brooklyn and Iwo Jima? Are they still there, too? Americans can put a man on the moon, yet we still forget our trash day. And there once was a man called Ruth. Funny name for a man, Ruth. Today we have golden arches, but our feet still hurt. We play the Star-Spangled Banner at ball games, but still one team always loses. We check into hotels, but hotels won't take our checks. Well, they won't take mine. Angry? You bet I'm angry, mister. For you see, I used to be one hell of a woman. Thanks for listening.
Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang up now. This is a recording.